Ohio House sessions for this week have once again been canceled due to the controversy over who will be the next speaker. The fight that's been brewing among majority Republicans in the House is now affecting the business of the legislature and is quickly becoming a campaign issue. At the same time, former Speaker Cliff Rosenberger's Clarksville area home was being raided by the FBI, Acting Speaker Kirk Schering held a hastily called teleconference with reporters. He had just sent out a notice of cancellation for House sessions for the rest of the week. Schering said he wasn't totally sure there were the 50 votes among Republicans that he said are needed to name a new speaker. And he said the problem is a faction of the GOP caucus has chosen to break with it.
This is uncharted territory we're in now, right now. And I still have confidence we'll get there, but I'm not going to roll the dice.
Schering wanted to be sure the caucus will back Finance Chair Ryan Smith. He's running against two other Republicans to take over as Speaker until the end of this year. Last week, in a GOP House caucus vote, Smith was the leading vote-getter, but he didn't have the 50 votes needed. Republican Andy Thompson, who is term-limited, and Dorothy Polanda, who isn't running for her seat again, split the remaining votes. Thompson also had the backing of former Speaker Larry Householder, who wants to be elected Speaker in January, but isn't vying for the temporary Speaker job. But Householder isn't saying much right now. I caught up with him as he was rushing into a committee room.
What are you telling people? You've got some people in there who think a lot of your advice. Are you telling them anything?
Well, I think we have to do the people's business, so that's what I'm telling them.
I followed up on that question as Householder walked into the committee room until the committee chair gaveled that meeting to order. Representative Niraj Antani, a backer of Householder and Thompson, said he remains firm in his choice not to support Smith.
We need to set aside personalities and personal ambitions and pick someone who will do the job. You know, and there is also some concern that Speaker Householder won all of the primaries. We need someone who can win general elections, right, to keep the majority.
Householder backed several candidates in this month's primary who beat opponents allied with Smith. Thompson later said he's running not because of Householder's backing, but because he thinks the person in charge of the House for the next 6 months shouldn't be the same person who's in charge come January.
It doesn't have to be Andy Thompson. It might be somebody else. But whoever that is needs to be able to reassure people that there's not a cloud hanging over them, that there's no ethical issues that they're contending with.
That reference was to Smith, an ally of Rosenberger. The former speaker resigned in April after being questioned as part of an FBI inquiry into his association with lobbyists. Smith was a controlled measure of livid, as he told reporters he's done nothing wrong, has not been questioned by the FBI, and has nothing to do with the cloud of suspicion that's been accumulating.
I believe I had the votes to win, the necessary votes to be speaker. But frankly, in the last week, the tactics, once again, that have been used from bullying to threats to downright extortion is embarrassing. And the people that ask me, should you make a deal? Let me be very clear. I won't make a deal today, tomorrow, ever with people that act like this. It's despicable. I want nothing to do with it. I came to Columbus with my integrity. I'm going to leave here with my integrity, whether I win or not.
Smith blamed Householder, ECOT boss Bill Lager, and the payday lending industry for spreading lies. And Smith said he wants a vote taken now. Meanwhile, Democrats such as Representative David Leland are speaking out.
I mean, this scandal has held the whole state of Ohio hostage. It continues to hold the state of Ohio hostage.
And the chaos presents a campaign narrative for the Democrat who wants to be Ohio's next governor, Richard Cordray.
It is clear that our legislature has gone completely off the rails under one-party rule. Running state government for those at the top, who hire lobbyists and bankroll Republican campaigns, has resulted in the dysfunction and corruption that has paralyzed state government and is hurting Ohio families. It needs to end, and Betty Sutton and I will end it.
There's no word yet on when there might be another vote for Speaker, and it's unlikely sessions to pass pending bills will be called until it's resolved. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.